And so I joined Women's Aid, and the local one was Camden, so I went to the refuge there. And I had moved from running an arts project, which was the Liverpool School of Language, Music, Dream and Pun, really quite surreal and artistic, obviously, to hard-nosed feminist group with Women's Aid, mainly run by lesbian separatists, with what I thought was really hardline politics then. Probably child's play now, but at the time I was shocked at the rules, and there were so many rules. I mean, there was rules around me personally, like your appearance. I had long hair and makeup, and that wasn't acceptable, so everybody assumed for years actually that I was bisexual because I had long hair and makeup, and that worked to my advantage sometimes. But they other rules around boy children I was quite shocked about. I went out with someone who had an 18-month-old boy, Flo, and she lived in a women's co-op in Hackney. And when we went visiting friends, she had to leave this toddler in a pram on the doorstep because boy children were not allowed in the house. I mean, that would be like a child protection issue now, but at the time, and I was like, I couldn't believe it, but I was too young and inexperienced politically to know whether it was right or wrong. So I just watched everything and took it all in, thinking this is the right thing to do, because it was, there were so many things they were doing that were right. So I assumed the whole philosophy around boy children was right. In the refuge, the constant meetings with residents discussed whether boy children were allowed in this part of the playroom or to go on that outing. Boy children were treated really differently, and that aspect of the politics was strange, and they were also extremely radical, and I found myself a bit of a stranger in a strange land, really, watching people as they smashed windows of sex shops and gluing up the locks and putting graffiti on the bridge in Kentish town. Can't remember what it said, but there were women's symbols involved in there somewhere. And there was a reason for this, and it was direct action, and I'm not sure quite what it directly achieved, but it was certainly very visible. And later on, some of the same women were swinging into the BBC, and, you know, they were doing things that did have an impact. So at the time, I was just sucking it all up, and it was a strange and scary new world. But I quite liked it, mainly because it was a lot of women with short haircuts, and I was rather attracted to them. Sure. They weren't marches, they were illicit little drive-outs with balaclavas and paint, and this was obviously pre-CCTV days. And they were direct actions against sex shops around the King's Cross and Kentish Town area to express their disapproval of the objectification of women's bodies and lives, which I believed in, but I didn't really like doing criminal damage, so I never actually put myself on the line, but I was there, so I was supporting, I suppose. Is that a crime? Supporting criminal damage? I don't know. And that was just sporadic. Women would just decide to do it. Three or four would just say, we're doing it on Friday night, and go and do it. It wasn't, as far as I know, strategically coordinated. Just little happenings. I liked the drill hall because you could hear people talk, and more importantly, people could hear how amusing I was being, and it was a good pickup joint, so you could actually talk. You didn't have to go through blasts of music or glasses broken underfoot, and there was a touch of culture about it, and I still had the theatrical head on me from Liverpool, so it was quite nice. People quite earnest and or spiritual, and that was quite a nice balance sometimes. And they had their politics as well, as I found out when I knocked off a couple of the staff there. But I enjoyed Mondays, and then Tuesdays was the Fallen Angel, which for me was my stalwart because my best friend Angie lived around the corner. I loved Tuesdays at the Fallen Angel, and that was a very nice sort of atmosphere. More of a bar where you could talk and flit about. It was circular, so you could work the room quite easily.
When you say Tuesdays, was that for women on a Tuesday?
It was women only, yes. Right. Women only was the big thing, of course, women only nights. I didn't even look at mixed nights, actually, until much later. It was nice to have women only nights. Now, I'm not bothered. But, yeah, Wednesdays was the Duke of Wellington.
What was that like?
It was in a back room, of course. Everything was always in a back room or a basement. But that's okay. We were a little bit crowded. You had to tread on a few people as you worked the room. And a lot depended. I used to try and get to know the people that ran it so that I usually had my own preferred space. And then Thursdays, where was Thursdays?
What, so if you got to know the people who ran it, then they'd give you a table somewhere you wanted?
Well, you just worked it a bit better. Sometimes you could use their own rooms upstairs to leave your bag and coat, because there were a lot of thieves around. And that sort of thing, you know, or you just get offered a drink on the house. Or if you had to queue, God forbid, I had to wait in a queue, because so I'd always queue jump because I knew the people that ran it. Or sometimes I went out with the people that ran it, like at that one in Islington. Can't remember the name of the pub. There was the Rosemary branch and the King Edward, of course.
Oh, well, yeah. What was the King Edward like?
Well, that was boys, but I ended up working there doing cabaret, so, you know, I knew the woman who ran it, fondly called Porsche, because that's what she drove. And I can't remember where I went on Thursdays, and then Friday was racket. Saturday, you went go in town. Ace of Clubs, that really was a hell of a hellhole. So I liked that very much.
And that was a nightclub, wasn't it?
It was, and
In
Piccadilly. It was quite rough and tough. There was the fights there too. Fights are always interesting because you never really knew it was a fight. You just saw a sea of movement slowly coming towards you, and that's when you'd know. So you had to be quite alert. But I usually drove everywhere, so I tended not to drink. Not always, though. Ace of Clubs was the exception. I've been with some very strange women there, and they had toilets that were just very slippery. So, you know, the idea of doing things in their toilets. But you did, because it was expedient. Not everyone can come home to the suburbs after a night out. So, and I can't remember what I did on Sundays. Oh, it was probably the Duke of Welly again. It was drinking. And there were other, there was Canes for late night pickups. So there were a few dives. And there was in town, what was that one? With fishes in a tank. God, my memory is
I think
rubbish.
A gay man's told me about that. Is it a mixed place?
It was, and it was in Oxford Street. And I'll remember it after we finished speaking. But yeah.
When did the Well Bar open?
Oh.
Was that late 80s?
Well, the Two Sous are 100 now, aren't they? So it started when... That was late 80s, I think.
That was... In Covent Garden.
It started off in Short Farm.
Oh, did
the
it?
Well Bar, yeah, where the Camden Market is. And I liked it there, mainly because it was easier to get home from there. But also it had a different atmosphere. And then it was taken around as people had to move about a bit to cope with rent prices and other venue charges. So, yeah, I'd forgotten about that. I loved the Well Bar. That was Sunday nights.
That's was it?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And a lot of places were months a month. So Venus Rising in Brixton once a month. And so those were really big times. When it was once a month, you really had to go to capitalise on the opportunity. So I would travel to the Fridge for that.
What was that like?
I enjoyed it. It was just, it was a little bit more exotic because women danced in cages, but obviously not in a Page Three kind of way, because that wouldn't have been acceptable. A lot more black women, and that was nice, but it was a lot further to travel, so more of a hardship. But I don't know what they offered that was different, really. I think it was just new flesh.